of my synthesis post, I wanted to reflect upon all of the podcasts that I've done all semester. So my first podcast was about educating children who have a child in their class that has cancer or some other type of disease and how to correctly do those things. And I had the idea of reading a story to the kids that is kid appropriate, that kind of describes what is happening, just keeping in touch with all parents and informing them of what is going on in case their children have any questions and maybe don't feel comfortable asking within the classroom. So my second post was about timeout and how timeout is ineffective. And one of the things in one of my posts was there was research stating that putting a child in timeout lights up the same areas of the brain as when you physically abuse a child. So it's as traumatic to the brain as abusing a child. And my third post was about classroom management, which is something that I think is going to be highly important and something that it needs to continued to be researched throughout the years for the rest of my teaching career, just because it's something that is very important. And I think once you get a niche of how to do it, I think it will be a lot easier. But every classroom is different with different groups of children, so it just kind of depends on what kind of classroom you have, how you're going to manage it. And I think that collaboration is a big part of classroom management and, you know, learning from your colleagues and getting as much information from them as you can. So my group post was about the second grade science fair, and we had done an art project involving the water cycle, and the kids got to blow bubbles and paint a picture from the bubbles as they evaporated, which I thought was a really interesting way to show evaporation, and the kids had a blast doing it, and it's a little messy, and that was probably one of the only things that I would change about the lesson, is maybe preparing a little bit better and having materials, like maybe having a tablecloth to catch any excess paint, and we used paper bowls, and we should have used plastic bowls because they kind of turn to mush. So, definitely being able to go and do your lesson just shows how much preparing and planning you need to do, and then after you do that, you still might need to go back and revamp your lesson or just add or change some things. So, this whole R2P project with the observation, question, research, reflection, and technology, which was a major part of this class, I think it's very helpful to know all of these pieces and know what they all entail and know that you don't have to start with an observation and then form a question. You might be reading a piece and come up with a question just from some piece of research that you're reading that somebody else came up with, and then you might decide that, you know, you want to dig further into it. And I think the biggest part of the R2P process is reflection and reflecting upon yourself and, you know, you as a teacher and being able to grow from everything that you're learning through this process. So just following all this whole process and knowing the steps, I think, is just really important, because if you leave one of those out, you're leaving out a major part of a problem-solving strategy. So I think this is something that is definitely great to come up with and use for the future in my own classroom. Also, the technology piece of the R2P project, I think, everybody gets into what they're comfortable with doing. I've never done a podcast before. I still definitely have a lot to learn with it, like adding music and cues and voices and things like that. So that's something that I definitely need to research into. But at least I know what I'm doing as far as podcasting and how to follow this process and use technology to my advantage to portray the information that, you know, I just put time and effort into looking into. If I were to change, if I were to experience the R2P project again, what would I do differently? I think something that I would do differently is maybe choose subjects that have to do with one another. Not that it really affects it too much, but just being able to go back and have a question and come up with an answer and then be able to compare all the answers together and see what's said throughout the community and throughout schools, and maybe just have different outlooks from about the same question from each point of view. I would also try a different kind of media. I use the same media I use podcasting throughout the entire semester. And, you know, maybe I would do a vlog or a blog just to change things up and get experience with everything instead of just, okay, now I'm comfortable with podcasting and this is what I'm going to do now. So this whole process, like I said earlier, is something that's very important to take into teaching into my own classroom. So observing what I'm doing, observing what the students are doing, observing what a co-teacher is doing, what the school's doing, just always observing and always trying to pick up as much information as you can and become a better teacher. And from these observations, just questioning and, you know, doing the research instead of just guessing. There's people that have been in this field for a very long time, way longer than I have, and they know what they're doing, and they've done the research, and things they do might work for you, they might not work for you, but just being able to research and take that back into your classroom, and again, reflection on what you're doing, what worked, what didn't work, what to do next, where to go from here. I just think this whole process is very important and something that is great to take along the classroom with you, because all these pieces go together and it's not something that you might have thought about before. It's just something that, you know, we learned about and learned how important it is. And I think it's something that every teacher should do, and especially the reflection piece. I think everybody needs to reflect upon actions and consequences, and I think that helps make you become a better person and a better teacher. So what advice would I give to the next ERT 496 students about the R2P project? I think just to step outside the box and not get into a groove and maybe do a little more research on your technology and switch it up and not do all the same thing, just so that way you get the experience of all of the other pieces of technology that are out there, because I think they're all very important and they're all very helpful for you in your classroom. So I think just exploring everything and not just sticking to one piece of technology. I think that's just helpful to be able to use all these pieces and then take something away, because you might decide that you like something more than what you had originally chosen. So I think this semester, this is one of the most eye-opening classes that I had. I definitely learned a lot, and Field taught me a lot. And I think that I'm very appreciative of everything that I've gained from this classroom, and I thank you for your time.